It is with a mixture of grief, sadness, tears, and pain that I stand before you today. My name is Aaron Kaufman. At the Hebrew Day School where I teach Hebrew and Judaic studies, I am known as More Aharon. For a little over a year, I've had the honor and privilege of teaching Shelley Volk. Yet at this very sad time, I'm also filled with a sense of joy that I've had the opportunity to teach Shelley Volk, a courageous student whose zest for learning and creative energy provided inspiration to all of those around her. I will always remember the beautiful way Shelley could express herself through art and music. I can recall the many masterpieces that she created. One of them I recall was one that she created last Purim. And I can remember that as if it happened yesterday. Her vision of King Ahasuerus, full of the most vibrant colors and exceptional details, adorning the hallway in our school for all to admire. Her warm and resonant voice, singing the songs of the Jewish holidays and chanting our daily tefillot. As Tatiana Bernstein, one of my second graders, put it so well, even if we're feeling sad, we could be happy that we've gotten to know Shelley. This past Monday morning at our school, we celebrated Shelley's life in a deeply moving memorial ceremony led by our principal, Sheva Locks, soothing voice and guitar. The children entered a holy place, a place in which their souls forever mingled with a bright spark, a shining star we know as our beloved Shelley. Parents, teachers, and children witnessed and participated in this extraordinary outpouring of love, shared memories, and heartfelt emotions as we celebrated the soul and spirit of Shelley Volk. The children recalled her picking flowers in our playground. She loved flowers. Her love of Winnie the Pooh and her gorgeous artwork that all admired. They read condolence letters they had written and illustrated to Maya, Ruti, and Howard Volk. Noah Dagan, a new Israeli student in our second grade class, shared how Shelley had taught her to speak English when she first came to school. And when she came to Hebrew Day School, she didn't speak a word of English. Of course, when she shared that, she shared it all in English. Gabriel Savitt, a fifth grader, recited a poem expressing his deep sorrow, teary-eyed. Eric Friedman, a second grader, spontaneously led the entire school in a song taught by Hannah Hammermesh, last year's music teacher, recalling the words of the Torah, Eitz Chaim hi hamachazikim ba. It is a tree of life to all who cling to it. So when I speak to you about Shelley today, I speak not only for myself, but for our entire Hebrew Day School community, our parents, our current principal, Sheva Locke, past principals, Naomi Rimmenberg and Marlene Gittleman, our school psychologist and past school psychologist, current school psychologist, Dr. Andrea Hansel, past and present faculty, past and present parents, past and present students. The entire school community has galvanized to support the Volk family during this time of crisis. Most of all, I am the voice of all the teachers and students who have had the pleasure of knowing Shelley, especially for all the students who, for the past 2 months, been writing cards to Shelley. She's been on a daily basis. She's been in our thoughts and prayers as she began new treatments that took her out of the classroom. When Ruthie told me how much Shelley enjoyed having the cards read to her, I thought it might be a nice idea to make a cassette tape of our daily tefillah, which she loved so much. Ruthie shared with me how much Shelley enjoyed the tape that we had prepared for her when I visited Shelley at home. The children were gratified to learn that while Shelley was still very sick, she loved receiving the cards and the tape. We continued making her cards as part of our daily prayer ritual, our daily tefillot, and sent her another tape of Chanukah songs that she enjoyed. Our second graders will always remember their precious friend. I know that I most certainly will. She made a huge impression on me from the beginning of first grade with her sparkling eyes, her radiant smile, and her very funky personality. Shelley was never afraid to speak her mind. When she felt wronged by any one of her peers, she would never hesitate to assert herself. I remember in the beginning of first grade, one of Shelley's classmates took her marker when she wasn't looking. And boy, did Shelley get mad. She was one tough cookie. I know I wouldn't have taken her on if I was a first grader in Kitaawa. I admired her assertiveness, while at the same time, I tried to help her learn to control her occasional flare-ups and help her to work out peer conflicts in a direct but cooperative way. By the end of first grade, Shelley had made wonderful progress socially, learning to solve social disputes amicably. I'd like to add that one of Shelley's last drawings in her Hebrew journal, she illustrated this past year in second grade, was a picture of herself and a classmate working out a problem. Shelley was an excellent student who loved learning Hebrew. She thrived in the Hebrew immersion environment. Her reading skills were outstanding as well as her writing skills. She was the type of student that consistently showed her best effort. Her courage during the past year has inspired all of those around her. Her knowledge of Hebrew was a wonderful resource in the classroom. She was able to help her peers understand my instruction when they needed extra help. When Shelley was diagnosed with a brain tumor, we were all in a state of shock. But Shelley continued to come to the classroom every day with the same eagerness to learn. Ruthie helped make this happen in a very big way. Right from the very beginning when Shelley was diagnosed, Ruthie made it absolutely clear to all of Shelley's teachers that we were to treat her no differently than any other child in the classroom. Ruthie knew that what Shelley needed most of all was keeping to her regular routine at school. She loved coming to school. She loved learning. Consequently, Shelley was able to spend every single moment of HDS focused on what she loved to do the best, learn. Ruthie's insistence that Shelley be treated in the same way as her peers was literally the glue that kept our class together. The children knew that Shelley was accountable for her behavior, even though she was battling this illness. More importantly, Shelley knew it. Sometimes it was hard for me to stay true to Ruthie's insistence that Shelley be treated as the others. I remember one time something tickled Shelley's funny bone, and she literally could not stop laughing, causing a little bit of a disruption. Actually, all the children started laughing probably for about 25 minutes. Later, one of the children detected correctly, I must add, that I applied a different set of standards for Shelley in that situation. I was so happy to see Shelley with the giggles that I did not have the heart to redirect her, even though she had the stress of the lesson. The child cried out in dismay,
"Moriaharon, how come Shelley doesn't get a timeout? That's not fair. We would get a timeout if we couldn't stop laughing."
After conversing with Mom, that child came to realize that life really isn't fair when you are 6 years old living with a brain tumor. And I say living with a brain tumor because Shelley was always living every moment. Shelley has taught me many things during my relatively brief time as her teacher. She taught me to persevere, to never give up. She taught me the true meaning of courage. But most of all, Shelley has taught me about the precious gift we have, the gift of life. I would like to end by honoring Shelley's memory, her love of singing, her love of tefillot, by singing a nigun, a wordless melody that we chant every day as part of our morning prayers in Kitabet. Please join me if you feel comfortable doing so.
Light, 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 light